trouble had to go and bust that bubble. Now I'm feeling so funneled into the shuffle of these couples. Like we get a pass and we let the faults amass. And wait for you, I'm shot to shatter stained glass. In the aftermath of us trying to be true, I'm a beast of on a good day, terrified of losing you. To the next new moon, my feet are cloven and I found my bones been broken. I see you up there floating, hoping all of this can go unspoken.
Hello, hello, hello. There we go. This is John. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, from the University of British Columbia Nest Atrium, built on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. You're listening to Double Trouble from Hua Li. This is queued up on CITR. It's been a while since I've done a live show. Multiple things have happened, and now I'm gonna dive in and out of this, like, well, as if I'm DJing. Check this out. I see you up there floating, hoping all of this can go unspoken. And then here I am again.
Just like
waves.
The woman who undresses in the dark.
What's going
with
on
the
here?
Curtains open. Slowly, she twists her hands around her back, unhooks her bra, slides her panties over her hips and down her legs. No one can see her. There is more light outside than in her room, but she stands at the window naked, as if the moon were a mirror held in night's hands. It is the color of her breasts when they are full of milk. It is dimpled like her thighs, her tired belly. It waxes and wanes. She tries to hold it in her arms, imagines wading into it, all its roundness one tranquil sea. On the street below her, a man in a red farmer's cap pulls a rusty wagon full of empty bottles down the sidewalk, the wheels rattling. She wants to show him the moon, its calm indifference on a summer evening when all her children are asleep, when her husband kneels on a bed in another house, entering a woman from behind so he can watch himself disappear into the flesh, his hands on her buttocks, round and glistening with sweat. The woman who undresses in the dark stands at the window, turns on the light. This is what it looks like, she says, this pale celestial body, faceless as the moon is faceless, coldly luminescent. You can stare at it forever.
Hey, check this out. This is a nice little Halloween soundboard I found. I didn't select that. So we have this auto DJ program here. It's wonderful. Basically, it allows us to keep programming going, give music to you at all times of day, because CITR is a volunteer-run station, which means that anyone, including you listening to us right now, can come in and be a DJ on the air. I didn't choose that spoken word piece. The bit about the celestial buttocks had nothing to do with my show. Just came up as a matter of random selection. Not entirely random. I'm sure there's some sort of algorithm at work here, but it's not one to which I have accessed the inner workings. So really, that was just a random treat for y'all. But isn't it interesting how things work out that way? And what a thing to run into. That's what today's episode of Queued Up, for those of you who haven't heard Queued Up or experimental music show, with the occasional bits of, I don't know. I throw whatever on, really. Sometimes I do skits on this program, and it's really narcissistic. Yeah, that's the word, narcissistic. This is the half-baked After Halloween Candy Carnage special. We're going to be focusing on some really delightful music today. There's going to be some great kernels of content. As a matter of fact, I'm giving away two tickets to an upcoming show at the most hopping spot in Vancouver, the P&E Forum. I'm joined by a special guest today as well, the lovely Halla Bertrand. My arm is stuck to the... it wasn't sticky. Just had my sleeve stuck there. Halla, how are you doing today?
Drunk. I am well.
I've just been reintroducing people to the concept of the show, Queued Up, which, as you mentioned, has been on hiatus for some time. It's all down there, little buddy. Today we're kind of doing like an after Halloween show. It's like, what is the aftermath of the Halloween? You have all this cheap candy on sale. We're going with a cheap candy theme. But, you know, you find kernels in the junk, you know?
Is that a metaphor?
Halla, you're here today because you are a film critic. And,
nope.
For those of you who enjoy listening to Queued Up, because we all know why that would be the case, right? That we talk about film a lot on this program. There's
Do
a
you?
Precedent for it. There's certainly, as a matter of fact, just a few weeks ago, I had an episode entirely about movies, which I wanted to make.
I'm sad I missed it.
I have no predilection or skill set or of anything of that kind. We're going to put on some Rome ASMR for you, because you're here to talk about some film criticism. Recently, you just did a bit on the recent Coen Brothers film, Hail Caesar. We are now hearing... whoops, hold on. That was not right. Let me just turn that off.
I'd like to hear Casket. Could we hear Casket?
I don't know what you're talking about, Halla. This is just something crazy happening in the studio. Hold up. Wait. Wait. Jeez. We're in the Roman Senate right now, amidst men of politics and knowledge, in the seat of the Roman Empire, ancient Rome. Halla, you're here to talk about representation in the recent Coen Brothers film, Hail Caesar, Kaiser.
I feel distinctly unqualified to speak on this topic. But yet, I have written a paper on it,
Okay, can you tell us a bit about that?
My paper discusses some historical inaccuracies within the film. The film within the film, if you will, the meta film. Also, to quote my paper, aptly
First off, what is the film about? Can you give us a description of what the film is about?
The meta film or the film?
The film in the one that the Coen brothers directed.
It is a film about 1950s Hollywood and the production of several films on the set. And then the main character, Baird Whitlock, gets kidnapped by communists disguised as Roman extras, Roman countrymen, if you will. And he is then transported to... arguably an island where they try to enrapture him with the concept of communism. And eventually he is freed, but after some time.
You just spoiled the film.
Well, if you haven't seen Hail Caesar by now.
It came out last year. It's like
this February.
So it didn't even come out a year ago.
But John,
it's been less than a year.
Already a classic. It is a classic of our times.
I don't know. You can't just go spoiling programs on my.
I mean,
on my.
Did you really think George Clooney was going to die? He cannot in the film.
Okay, well, you know, there's at least one other Coen's brother film where George Clooney is one of the lead acts and also dies at the
Which
end
film?
Of the film. I'm not going to mention it because then that would be a spoiler. And, you know, speaking personally, sorry, let's turn these microphones down because it's about to get very heated in here. Speaking personally, you know, I don't really think spoilers are of any consequence, but, you know, you can't just go throwing that stuff at people. You're taking off your jacket because I feel like it's about to get very heated.
I'm getting very heated.
Well, anyhow, please continue with your critique of the critique of the film.
So the critique that I put forward was of the film being produced in the fictional set of the Coen brothers' film Hail Caesar, also entitled Hail Caesar.
Please go on.
And the film being produced is some sort of combination of Caesar's reign and Jesus's life.
So it's like a Ben-Hur style film.
It is a Ben-Hur style film. Mm-hmm. And it encompasses a lot of historical inaccuracies, particularly the use of a lyre, which we are currently listening to beneath my speaking, as the lyre is known to be Sappho's instrument, Sappho being the famed Lesbotian poet from the Isle of Lesbos. And she is known particularly for playing the lyre and inventing the plectron, which is used to pluck the lyre, and for inventing a different type of lyre as well. And so the use of the lyre within the film Hail Caesar is particularly troublesome, as it is played by a...
Which film? The meta film or the
film? The meta film, Hail Caesar. As it is played by a male character who, in his very essence, is incredibly indelicate, whereas, as you can hear, the lyre is extremely intricate in its playfulness.
In fact, I think we're hearing it right now, the lyre's deliberations as it summons insensate beings from another realm beyond our physical experience. There it goes. Let her rip. Let her rip, Sappho. Anyhow, what conclusions did you draw based on your analysis?
I find the lyre to be misconstrued as a sort of token of ancient Greece and its culture, as something you can just sort of literally and metaphorically pluck from ancient Greece and use as a symbol for culture in some sort of twisted way, when in fact it is invoking intense lyricism and very specific femme-oriented ideologies.
Hold on. Did you just say intense lyricism?
Oh, no.
Did you just say intense lyricism? All right, here on Cue It Up, we're giving away two tickets, one ticket one person to Ray Sremmerd this upcoming Monday at the PNE for... This air horn is not... Let's bring it... There we go. All right, so we've got two tickets coming up. Yeah, call in. Call 604-UBC, 604-UBC-CITR, 604-822-2487. Call right now. You have a chance to win a ticket to Ray Sremmer this Monday at the PNE Forum. That is 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487.
This is DJ Mike and Ike exclusive. Hey.
No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better.
Wanna go metal.
Go flex.
And the gold bezel. I treat it so special. So special. Now you hold.
H2O, same thing. Throw sets and bang. Free everybody in a chain gang. Been 2 days since I laid down. Cool more D5 chains on. Mr. T, them rings on. Say my phone, name ho.
Just meta, big slip, no rental. Got an L full of that killer.
We smoke,
beating on my
This is DJ Mike and Ike exclusive.
No flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better. No flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better.
Wanna go metal.
Go flex.
And a gold bezel. I treat it so special. Special. Now you hold. I say I'm a player, to be honest with you. You blow, woo, so shiny. Mind you, my crew right behind me. Go, we shopping, good up on the island. Talking money when I'm with a tally. Feeling purple on a red carpet. And I'm gliding in the, on a hang glider. 4, 5, 6, 7 chains on. Just stay in your lane. Don't you like these A-wings? Don't you like these gold fangs? Go.
This well, is DJ no Mike and Ike.
I'm a young trendsetter. No flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better. No flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better.
Wanna go metal.
Go flex.
And a gold bezel. I treat it so special. Special. Now you hold. Shall they tell it? Freak. Got several. They tens are better. I'm a trendsetter.
If you have any fun facts about ancient Rome, Roman history, the history of Roman instruments, the lyre, Sappho, or misrepresentations, or indeed the stifling of women throughout representations of ancient Roman history, please call in now at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. There's still a chance to win run Ray Sermon ticket for this upcoming Monday show at the P&E Forum. Lil Yachty is opening. I'm not playing any Lil Yachty, though. Hala, do you have any problems with that?
I have intense problems with that.
Hala here is a double major. One of her majors is in classics.
Nope.
So you're going to call... What?
I have a major minor, John.
Okay, what are you majoring in classics, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she's going to be able to verify whether your Roman historical fact is of merit. I will also be here, and I can override her. I can veto her.
I really feel like that's not.
I can veto this truth. Whether if she thinks it's not the truth, you know, I could probably say, well, you know, the truth is a matter of perspective.
Nope.
So, you know, call on in to win that ticket to Race Drummer this Monday. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487.
Dropping racks, I'm clumsy, I'm drenched in money. She hate me, she love me, I'm rich, I'm young, I splurge for fun. Care less about your campaign. Enjoy myself, employ myself. Woke up last night, was all a blur. Four seasons, three words, do not disturb.
Van Go-Go's are pleased to announce a benefit concert and brunch Sunday, November 6th at the Trout Lake Community Center. Proceeds benefit the Grandmothers to Grandmothers Project of the Stephen Lewis Foundation, supporting African grandmothers who are raising children orphaned by AIDS. The event combines delicious home cooking and soul-stirring live performances from Illiterati. Seating is limited, so reserve a ticket now by emailing eastvangogos@gmail.com. Western Front New Music presents Wave Equation, experimental electronic music series. On November 4th, the series is hosting the concert Censored and Synthesized. Performer Marguerite Witviet dons Kieran Boomer's reactive bodysuit to create a sonic atmosphere through vocal techniques and electronics. Massey and Marina perform Brine, a dreamy soundscape combining liquid movements and collective stories of intimacy. Sarah DeVacci premieres Portrait Series, which exploits the mutual spectral identities and behaviors of the analog synthesizer and cello. For more information, visit front.bc.ca.
Wave Equation. Sort of a selection of curated concerts out of the Western Front, using hardware designed to channel frequencies, many of which imperceptible to ordinary human sensation, and translate those frequencies into art and sound. This is queued up on CITR 101.9 FM. You're now approaching the second half of this program. Today's episode, after Halloween, where does the candy trail lead us? What can we find among the ruins? Here, now we are channeling the voices of spooky ghosts and skeletons, jack-o'-lanterns rotting away. Where will they take us? You can still call in. Please, Halloween fact, Race Drummer fact, fun facts. Give me a fun fact. At 604 UBC CITR. At 604-822-2487. To win a ticket to Race Remmered this Monday at the PNE Forum. Until then, I don't know. Here's Proglo or something. It's really good. Let's check it out. Thank you. For those of you just tuning in now, that was Morning Coup by the artist Funyap of the album Palimpsest. For that, we heard a song from Troglo's newest mixtape, Troglo, local Vancouver producer. I'm going to be right back to talk a bit more about those two things, but till then, here are some messages. Please enjoy.
I went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for two left feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays. You know she don't believe what she heard at
all. All right, I'm going to do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air. Okay, no facts required. CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from UBC. Vancouver, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. Call in now, 604-822-2487. I need those facts. Give me those hot facts. To win a ticket to Ray Sremmurd this Monday. Let's rewind. Ray Sremmurd, who are they? Or where are you going to? This is what's happening. This is delightful. This is delightful. This is great. I'm going to be there. Let's hang out. Nah, I mean, you know, you can do your own thing. Call 604-822-2487. This is queued up on CHR 101.9 FM. This is the After Halloween special. It's been real scary, hasn't it? We've been going from one tangent to another. I think that's the real frightening thing is human beings and their inability to settle on the concepts that drive at us, you know. It's a real spooky thing. Like, how do we... focus on things like global warming? How do we focus? How do we apply ourselves to the issues which afflict the whole of all of us across the board? Or for that matter, how do we understand that certain things require certain knowledge bases from certain people, that we can't have these homogenizing one fix all solution, you know? The solution is communism. Is that a joke? I don't know. It's the Halloween special. It's that Halloween special, man. Sweet, sane words. Anyhow, we just heard a song from Funyap. The song Morning Coup, and that's spelled, interestingly enough, like local electronic artist Morning Coup. Possible collaboration cosign happening there. Who knows? It's up to you to read between the lines. But Funyap, quite like that artist, I do. Palimpsest, the album, well, first off, Palimpsest is itself a text which is being re-edited over time, edited and transformed over time, which contains traces of the original, in this case, interpreted through Funyap as the merging of her experimental instrumental tendencies, vocal orchestral tendencies, with hints of the past, tones of her own Chinese heritage, and is sort of here self-described, let's see, capturing various components of her former and present realities, be it through dark soundscapes that mirror anxious longing or powerful electronic riffs that reflect challenging life transitions. This is the After Halloween special. For that, we heard the song Winter Leaf from Troglo, new mixtape he released in June, called Tessellations/Light Years Apart. Really, really good stuff. Troglo, you know, putting it together, giving those delightful samples, these warm analog beats, tributes to pop in a hip-hop context, approaching... Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh, you know, I'm going to spare you from my deliberations. Let's keep going. Hell's Bells from the artist Ivory. After that, we're going to hear some tracks from Genice Cosmique, a Montreal-based label. I'm going to get a bit more into depth after we listen. And we're probably going to try and end with a track from new Cyrillic Typewriter album on Jazz Records if we have the time. But, you know, time is such a diminishing resource. So call now at 604-822-2487 to get your ticket to Ray Sremmurd.
Thank you.
You are currently listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. Got more fresh content for you coming soon. Stay tuned. Right now, we're listening to Old Growth, the album Heart Washer from Dead Man's Lifestyle of Kalamazoo on the lovely Quebec-based label Genie's Cosmique. After this, we're going to hear another track from Genie's. The album Swim, or I'm sorry, rather, Eyes Behind Our Brains from Space Clouds Filter with the song Swim. And then, finally, we're going to be settling in for Cyrillic Typewriter, local project, including, well, I believe it is Jason Zapano's regular project, having played for band Destroyer in the past. Now, records experimental music under the moniker Cyrillic Typewriter, that's on Jazz Records. And for this new album, Your True Emblem, I'm saying all sorts of things wrong, aren't I? Keep going in the future, you know? Anyhow. We're gonna hear a song off the new album, Your True Emblem. Jason Zampano on that one is joined by Scott Morgan, also some other people who I'm forgetting now, very unfortunately. But you know, that's all as well too. Cue It Up broadcast every week from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm going to try to come back regularly. I need to explain my absence. For those of you who are regular listeners, basically I had a series of terrible maladies afflict me throughout the month of October. An eye infection, multiple eczema outbreaks, terrible anxiety, induced pain, and stuff on the inside too, which I won't speak to. That deserves its own show. Maybe a sequel to the show I did about my favorite topic, the body and all its mutative, blistering, expulsive, viscous glory. Stay tuned for that. So today's episode, kind of a getting back into the stream of things, just kind of a playlist-oriented show that I sold to you under the auspices of being crazy. Like a post-Halloween special or whatever. We still have a ticket to Race Remembered. Call in 604 UBC CITR. 604-822-2487. And tune in again next week if you like this kind of stuff. I don't know, it's different on a week-to-week basis. Might try and do a bit more pre-production next time. Need a bit more weird, I don't know, because I'm just a person, and a person can only do so much under the context of an hour-long playlist show. For me to augment myself with additional materials, recordings, you know, pre-production, to go beyond myself as a physical being, that'll be the test. Oh, jeez, I've been talking for a while. I'm just gonna slowly fade myself out now.
Mm-hmm.